welcome everybody here this evening. My name's Peter Mabbs and I'm the Chief Executive Officer for the Town of Bassendean. The Town of Bassendean acknowledges the past and present traditional owners of the land on which we gather to conduct this meeting and pays its respects to their elders, both past and present. I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. It's lovely to see families and children and loved ones, so welcome. And I'd also like to extend a welcome to all of our councillors, first starting with our newly elected councillors, Councillor Hilary McWilliam, Councillor Chris Barty, re-elected councillors Renee McLennan and Councillor John Gangell, and not to forget our continuing on councillors, Councillor Jai Wilson, Councillor Sarah Quinton and Councillor Kath Hamilton. Welcome. I'd also like to extend a welcome to our Justice of the Peace, Mr Jim Laffer, who will be undertaking the declarations this evening, swearing in of the new councillors. And also I'd like to thank Mr Andrew Wilson from the WA Electoral Commission, who did a splendid job on Saturday evening, working all day Saturday. Thank you very much, and Andrew will be helping us out this evening as well. Also to our staff who are here, thank you. And I'd like to extend a welcome to our brand new Director of Community Planning, Mr Luke Gibson. Thank you, Luke. And all guests here this evening, thank you for joining us on a special evening. Just moving on to the next section, which is around swearing in of new councillors. So I'm going to call upon our Justice of the Peace, Mr Jim Laffer, who will swear in the four new councillors. And they will make a declaration. So I'll hand over to Jim at this stage.
Thank you very much. Well, tonight's my honour to swear in the new councillors of the Town of Bassendean under Section 229 of the Local Government Act. Each elected member must make a declaration before they can undertake their role as councillor. I invite the four to step forward. Councillor Chris Barty.
Jim.
Okay. Hi, Christopher Thomas Barty of 14 Highland Street, Bassendean. Having been elected to the office of Councillor of the Town of Bassendean, declare that I take office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct. Regulations 2007.
Well, congratulations, Chris, on being elected to Council of Bassendean. Councillor John Gangell.
I, John Ross Henry Gangell of Unit 1255 Scatter Street, Bassendean, having been elected to the office of Councillor of the Town of Bassendean, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. And I will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007.
John, congratulations.
William of 43 Hamilton Street, Bassendean, having been elected to the office of Councillor of the Town of Bassendean, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct regulations 2007.
Congratulations, Hilary.
Having been elected to the office of councillor of the town of Bassendean, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct regulations 2007.
Congratulations, Chair.
Thank you.
Jim, and congratulations to our new councillors. Perhaps a warm round of applause. Now I'd like to move on to section 4 of the agenda, the election of the mayor and the deputy mayor. Firstly, I'd like to call for the election of the mayor. So in terms of nominations for the office of mayor, I would ask if councillors have any further nominations for the election of the mayor that they would like to submit. Okay, thank you. I'd like to announce now that nominations are now closed, and I'd also like to announce those councillors who have been nominated for the position of mayor and ask if the nominees would like to accept that nomination. So I have received one nomination for Councillor Renee McLennan for the position of Mayor of the town of Bassendean, and I'd ask now Councillor McLennan if you would accept the nomination.
Yes, I will accept the nomination.
Thank you. So now I'd like to call upon our returning officer, Mr Andrew Wilson, who will assist in the election of the Mayor, and this will be done by secret ballot in accordance with the local government.
There's no ballot.
Sorry.
Does anyone
know? Councillors are asked to vote on the matter. Well, there's no vote. Thank you. Sorry about that. So I guess you're elected unanimously.
Well done.
So at this point, I understand we can actually...
I need to do my declaration. Yes. Yeah.
I'd ask Jim to.
I, Renee Joy McLennan of Unit 4, Number 1, Anzac Terrace in Bassendean, having been elected to the office of Mayor of the town of Bassendean, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct regulations 2007.
Well, Renee, congratulations for the second time.
I'd like to congratulate Councillor Renee McLennan as the new Mayor for the town of Bassendean.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you to my fellow councillors for giving me this opportunity once again. I really appreciate
you having faith in me. But this is obviously not just about one person. This is about us working together as a team, and I'm really confident with the group of people that we have before us that together we will achieve some really good things for our town. I also want to thank the community members who voted for me and for our other successful candidates in the election over the last few weeks for their support and their affirmation. I feel really privileged that we're part of such a wonderful community and to have the opportunity to serve our community in this role, and that together we can continue to contribute to strengthening it for everyone that lives here. Thanks to our town staff as well, not only for tonight but also, as our CEO mentioned, on the weekend, spending their entire Saturday and into the evening receiving votes and counting them, in particular Abby, who had her birthday that day, so thank you to everyone for your contribution. A big welcome to both Hilary and Chris. It's wonderful to have you on board. I'm delighted with the composition that we have on our council, not only the variety of personalities, but really diverse people experience, opinions and ways of thinking. So I think that's going to lead to really good decision-making for us as a council. I also just want to take a minute to acknowledge the other candidates who ran in the election and to thank them for their willingness to put their hand up and to serve our community. It's quite a daunting thing and it takes some courage. So I'm sure that all of them will continue to contribute to our community in positive ways in other roles. But just wanted to acknowledge their contribution and their willingness to put their hand up. It's a really exciting time for Bassendean, I think, and an exciting time to be on council, particularly Hilary and Chris. I think you will find this. Over the past couple of years, there's been enormous changes in Bassendean. I think 2 years ago, when Kath, Sarah, Jai and Melissa were elected, it signalled that the community really wanted us to change direction to be a really progressive local government that engaged with our community and helped facilitate the aspirations of the people of Bassendean. And then a year ago yesterday, I think, our new CEO started with the town, and that has also been a huge trigger for reforming the way we do things to better align with our community and with council's expectations. And then yesterday as well, with Mr. Luke Gibson joining us, that marked the completion of our new executive team. And now today we have a new council. So I think we really have a great opportunity now. We're on the cusp of really great things happening in Bassendean. So it's exciting to be part of it, and I'm glad that you can all share this journey. We're about to have a new community strategic plan, so there's great things happening, and I'm sure that together with our community we'll see excellent things in Bassendean in the years ahead. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can all achieve together over the next few years. Now, next thing for us to address is selecting a deputy mayor. I believe we have had two nominations at this point. So we've got a nomination for Councillor John Gangell and we have a nomination for Councillor Catherine Hamilton. Is there anybody else who would like to nominate themselves or another councillor for the deputy mayor position? Okay, so I will close nominations. I would like to give both Councillor Gangell and Councillor Hamilton a minute or two just to speak to their nomination, if they would like to take that opportunity. Councillor Gangell, would you like to speak first?
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you very much. It gives me great pleasure to be re-elected to Council and welcome Hilary and also Chris to Council, along with the other returning councillors, and of course yourself, Your Worship, for your outstanding result on the weekend. I'm standing for the position of Deputy Mayor, as I believe I offer a balance. I think the reason why the past 2 years has worked so well for this council is because you had Bob Brown in the role that offered a balance to council that really balanced out and rounded the representation in our community. I also offer experience and knowledge and background. You talk about change and drastic change that's occurred, and that certainly is the case. One thing that has consistently remained constant is myself on council and my involvement in our community, and I think that could be a real benefit to the deputy mayor position. I've been through a lot of arduous times on council, from the amalgamation processes to reforming council, where we reduced the council numbers from 9 to 6. Subsequently, they've gone up to 7 and abolished the ward system. Also on council, you've seen, whilst I've been on council, a record amount of investment in the town, a change in the town centre, an interest in Bassendean. On top of bringing hundreds of millions of dollars of investment to the town, there's also been very privileged to be involved and assist with creating wonderful and fantastic events that bring tens of thousands of people to our community, that contributes to our local economy, that creates a vibrancy in our town. I'd like to thank the community for their continued support, and I'd like to say I am somebody who believes in standing up and believing in things, and certainly over the time there's been some contentious issues that I've been involved with, whether it be the relocation of the War Memorial, the Land Corp proposal, or the recent leadership. After every subsequent issue, I have regained the support of the community to continue serving on council. I'd like to also highlight that I am interested in working with businesses in our town. I believe there's a real opportunity to create growth and jobs, and also create a piazza to really make sure we have a centrepiece for events in our community. Also, this council is doing wonderful things. This council is creating the regional playground. We are working very positively, and I very much support a lot of the changes. I don't obviously support everything with the mayor, but I think that's a very positive thing. I think that's actually a very good thing to have that roundness, but I certainly work very well with the mayor, and certainly ask for your support to continue to work closely with our mayor to create positive things for our community. Also, I want to support council. I am somebody who believes in what we do in this room. I'm somebody who doesn't go out and creates campaigns against councillors or against items that are on the council agenda. I'll come in here, I'll put my arguments forward, I'll stand up for what I believe is in the best interest, but after a vote is held, I respect the vote of council, and I want to support councillors in the positions that they take, even if they're not in my point of view. So I'd just like to, again, congratulate the mayor on her outstanding result. I do hope that the council gives me an opportunity to work very closely with you, to support you, to be there for guidance. I believe, as you cast your ballot tonight, think about who makes the best team for this town going forward. Which team will provide the best support, the best knowledge, the best experience to make sure we really do get the best outcomes for our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ganger. Councillor Hamilton?
thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. And thank you, John. You make this council an interesting place to be. I actually have to say that I am very pleased with the re-election of Renee McLennan. I'm very, very happy that Renee will be leading this team. Certainly, teamwork is part and parcel of how we move forward. But also, the diversity of opinion is important because quite often it'll lead to compromise and better outcomes. So I've been extremely fortunate over the last 2 years to work with a group of people who are diverse, interesting, entertaining and fabulously honest. It has been really, really a great learning curve for me. So it just proves you're never too old to learn. I think that I'm ready to put in the work to be the Deputy Mayor. I believe that I have the ability to support the Mayor in her role simply because of my circumstances, which are a little bit more fortunate in that I have the ability to change my time schedule with my work so that I can be flexible and available when required to support the Mayor in multiple duties that she has. So I think that's an advantage. It doesn't make me any better than other councillors. It merely means that I have an ability to make myself freely available, more so than others who are working full time. So in that respect, I think I would be an advantage in the role. But it's up to you. It's up to you, my fellow councillors, to decide who you want. And on that note, I think I'll just...
Thank you.
Is Jonas okay?
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Quinton Jarvis's mum seems to think he's okay, so. So, because we have two nominations, I'm going to have to call Andrew Wilson over to conduct the vote. I failed to thank you previously, but thank you for all your contribution during the election as well. And just before councillors cast their vote, I would just like to affirm both of these councillors for being excellent contributors to our community. And whatever the outcome of the vote, I think both of them are highly valued members of this council, and both could fulfil the role well. But we will now put it to the vote to see who will take on that role for the next 2 years. Thank you, Andrew.
He's on the mums out there.
Could the individuals just write the name?
The individuals just write the
name. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's 7.
Councillors, if you can just write the name of the nominee.
Yes.
Third nominee.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now going to open each ballot paper and read out the name if someone records it, the tally. Catherine Hamilton. Catherine Hamilton. John Gangell. Gangell. John Gangell. Catherine Hamilton. Last one. Catherine Hamilton.
Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations, Councillor Hamilton.
And thank you, John.
Okay.
You always run a good race.
Congratulations,
Catherine. I, Catherine Hamilton, Catherine Ann Hamilton, of 53 Broadway Street, Bassendean, having been elected to the office of Deputy Mayor of the Town of Bassendean, declare that I take the office upon myself and with duty, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity, fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007.
Congratulations, Catherine.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Councillors, I just would like to go back to item two on the agenda. Now that you've all been sworn in, it was applications for leave of absence. Council Hamilton, you will have your first duty because I would like to apply for leave from November 1st to the 15th. So I just need to put that to the vote. All those in favour of approving the leave, and that is carried unanimously. So moving on to item five, which is public question time. If there's anybody who's in attendance this evening that would like to ask a question, now is your opportunity to do so. If that is you, can I ask if you just raise your hand and then call you to come to the microphone? Okay, we're off the hook this evening, thank you. Item six is the drawing of lots for the seating for councillors for the remainder of the term. Yasio will be conducting this.
Okay, thanks everyone. I feel like a bit of a game show host.
I do it every couple of years.
Okay, so apparently the seat to the left of the mayor is seat one, and then we go seat two, seat three, seat four, seat five, and seat six. So what I'll do is I'll... starting with Chris Barty, so we're running in alphabetical order. I'll pull out a ball, it'll have a number in, and that will be your seat, Chris. Okay?
If we can get that.
I knew this was a bad idea. So, Chris, you're in seat five, which is
where you are.
Don't have to. Very good.
John Gangel. Councillor Gangel. Seat four.
Oh, there we go. Going the other side.
It's like a party. Musical chairs. Come on. We have our new Deputy Mayor, Kath Hamilton. Seat six.
Oh, well, there we
get to stay. Excellent.
We have Councillor Hillary. Seat two, so stay where you are. We have Councillor Sarah Quinton in seat three. And it looks like, Joy, you get to stay where you are.
You predicted it in a smart
seat.
Amazing.
Seat seven. Seat. Seat. Just swapped.
Yeah.
We're still across. Still winking at you, John.
All right. Now that everyone's comfy in their seats, item seven is appointment of councillors to our external committees and our mandatory committees. So up on the board, we've already received nominations for quite a number of positions. I really shut my contacts in because I cannot read it, but let's just go through the list in accordance to how it's recorded on the agenda. So the first committee is the Welga East Metropolitan Zone. We need three members and a deputy. Deanie, would you mind reading out the names on there for me? I believe it's Councillor Quinton and Councillor Gangel who have nominated.
That's correct.
So far, and Councillor Barty, you indicated a
deputy
interest. Is there anybody else who would like to nominate for the welcome position?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Barty to the substantive position that's vacant on the list.
Would you be interested in accepting that?
Yeah.
If there are no other nominations, I'd be happy to put my name for the deputy position. Is there anybody else who would like to be considered for those roles? Okay, so moving on to the Welga AGM, we need two positions and a deputy. I've indicated an interest in attending this. Is there anybody else who would be interested?
Oh, I think I've put my name up.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Gangel. Is there anybody else who would have an interest? And for the deputy position, Councillor Quinton, any additional nominations? You're making this very easy. East Metro Regional Council. So
Councillor Wilson and Councillor Hamilton.
Okay, so our previous members, is there anybody else who'd like to be considered? OK, Okay, and the deputy position?
Councillor Vivian.
Any other nominations?
Councillor, were you going to nominate for?
For EMRC or for the deputy?
Sorry, I thought your name was up there.
No,
no, it's not.
No.
No, that's
thank
okay.
you, though. The Perth Airports Group. So I believe we have a nomination for Councillor Barty. And we also need a deputy for that position. Is there any nomination for the deputy or any interest in the member role, Councillor Gandrick?
Okay. Oh, do we need a member as well?
No, no, Councillor Barty. Oh,
well,
unless you're, you've
deputy.
Got a particular interest.
No, no, no. Happy to be the deputy.
Okay, so Councillor Gangell. So Swan River Trust was listed on our agenda, but having had a conversation with our CEO, that role is not currently required.
I think since the amalgamation of machinery government and state government, there hasn't actually been a requirement for the group to meet, so I would recommend that we suspend that until any further notice.
Then we move down to the Metro Central JDAP Joint Development Assessment Panel. So currently we have Councillor Hamilton and Councillor Wilson as members, and I have also been a member. This position requires training in order to be able to participate. So I believe Councillor Wilson and Councillor Hamilton are both happy to continue in the current roles. Is that correct? I'm happy to, again, put my hand up as a member for the JDAP. Is there anybody else that would like to be a member or a deputy of the Metro Central JDAP?
I'd like to be considered for a deputy position, but that's subject to change, to training.
Yep. Anyone else interested? Okay, great. So you've got Councillor Williams down. And then to our internal committees, we've got the audit and governance.
One more, we've got the Metro.
Oh, sorry, that's not on our agenda. Okay, and we have a nomination there for Councillor Wilson, is it? So did everybody hear what it was, the position that's been?
Metropolitan Regional Road Group Eastern Region. We have a nomination member for Councillor Wilson.
I'm happy to nominate for the deputy for that position. Unless anybody else has a particular interest? So Audit and Governance Committee, we need three members and a deputy. So we currently have nominations from Councillor McWilliam, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor McLennan, and we need a...
Oh, I've put my hand up for the deputy,
yes.
Your worship.
Deputy, Councillor Gangell. Is there anybody else who would be interested? Okay. And the Bassendean Local Emergency Management Committee, we need two members and a deputy. So I believe we have Councillor McWilliam at this stage, and then we need two further positions.
I'm happy to be deputy.
Councillor Hamilton is happy to be deputy. Anybody else interested? Okay, then I'm happy to nominate for the other member position. Is there any councillor that would like to be considered for a position that they have not yet indicated? Okay, great. Well, in that case, we've got an officer recommendation there before us. So with those nominations for each of the committees. Do I have a mover for the officer recommendation? Councillor Gangell, is there a seconder? Councillor Quinton, anybody against? All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. And that brings us to the end of our first meeting. So we'll close the meeting at 7:35 and we'd welcome everybody to come and join us for some refreshments afterwards. Thank you everybody for being here.
I just want to check because I missed you on my